Washoe County Little League All-Stars are on the air. Today's game, Washoe County Minor Softball versus Columbus, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Domin Associates, BVR Materials, Lynn College, Coaches Insurance, Thielemann General Constructing, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Service, K&H Portable Toilets, La Roche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, BDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's By and By, Theodore Schrader, Holiski Waterwell Service, Private Financial, La Morella's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Ingenio Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Javier Jr., after these words from our sponsors.
Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender,
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
All right, over here to Celia where we're getting started for some some minor softball action. Today we're going to be covering the Washington County versus Columbus game. And right now, just looking to hope that the weather holds up as it's getting windy down here in Sealy. But we're going to get the game started as soon as we can. Now it is 8 o'clock, and the first pitch was scheduled for 8. But due to the length of the previous game, we're going to go ahead and hold off and get a little pregame. So bringing you the pregame a little later just to make sure that, just to go along with the later first pitch. And right now it's LaGrange against Burleson County on the field right now. So we'll just make sure that we'll get through this game right now. It's in the top of the fifth inning, so not much long left. It's a six-inning game, and then we'll be able to get started. But we do have some information on it already. The Washington County softball team did get the win the toss, so they'll be the home team batting in the bottom of the innings. And we know that much as of now. And they are patiently waiting right behind us here behind home plate, ready to take their dugout as soon as this game ends. As I mentioned, some less than ideal weather coming through right now from the north. So they'll try to get this game wrapped up as soon as possible and get the next one started in hopes of beating out the weather. And it looks like it could get pretty nasty here pretty soon. But KWHI coverage of the Washington County against Columbus game should start here shortly within the next 15 minutes. if all goes according to plan, and we'll be back with some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, back out here to Sealy, where we're getting ready to get the first pitch. First pitch scheduled more closer to 8:15 now, as there has been a delay. You hear the cheers? That's because there is a game going on right now, a close one between the LaGrange Little League All-Stars and the Burleson County Little League Softball All-Stars in minor softball play. Again, today is the first day of minor softball league for the Little League All-Stars. And we're waiting to get started with the Washington County versus Columbus game. A little bit of some dark weather, dark clouds behind us straight to the north, right behind home plate, causing for some winds. A bright and sunny day when we got here, but it's taken a turn here in the last few minutes. But we have a lot of eager faces in this crowd getting ready to start their first game. These young athletes have waited quite some time to get these games started. It's their first opportunity in Little League All-Star action this year for minor softball. And right now, the weather shows mostly cloudy with 84 degrees, so a nice cool Texas day. As long as the weather holds up with no rain, we should have a game no problem. A little clouds doesn't do anything but provide some shade. Currently wind at 8 miles an hour and gusts up to 15 miles an hour. Heat index says it feels like 85 with a humidity all the way up at 80%. So just your typical stormy day in Texas, and that's the weather we're going to be playing some minor softball in. And right now we're in the top of the fifth inning with LaGrange taking on Burleson County. So as soon as that game ends, we'll get a quick warm-up for Washington County and Columbus, and we'll get things started. Good news is that Washington County has won the coin toss, so they'll be on the home side, batting in the bottom of the innings, and we got the starting lineups ready, so we'll be back with the starting lineups after a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Blueville Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on off the field.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods & Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods & Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
All right, back here to Sealy, where the wind has picked up a little bit, but plenty of eager faces ready to get a game going as they've waited all year for Little League All-Star action. And this is the first chance in minor softball. And we're going to get some cheers here as LaGrange slides in for an 11th run against Burleson County. Now the score 11-3 in the top of the fifth inning. And taking the first look at the lineups for the Washington County Columbus game. Over on the Columbus side, is to lead things off is Taitlin Bocamp, number 5. Then it's number 12, Jensen Anderson. Number 2, Bree Kerpek. Number 8, Piper Fidacco. Number 3, Emery Chester. Number 1, Michelle Stratton. Number 0, Addie Werland. Number 4, Landry Stonchik. Number 99, Ansley Busselman. Number 6, Carly Aaron, and finally number 7, Balen Blunt to round up the lineup. And now time for the Washington County starting lineup. Leading things off is number 13, Kinsley Hafferkamp. And then it's number 1, Finley Youngs, followed by number 11, Teason Wilson. Then in the cleanup spot, it's number 7, Paisley Meyer, followed by number 94, Lana Wunderlich. Then it's number 77, Briley Margist. Number 55, Lily Landuay. Number 88, Stella Church. Number 99, Ray Rosenbaum. And number 00, Avery Meyer to round things off. In the dugout, it's manager Sean Church and coaches G.W. Meyer and Annalise Meyer. Those are the starting lineups for today. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors for a game time weather update to tell you how this weather is looking, because it is taking a turn. And we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank. Serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community. At Brenham National Bank.
Thielemann Construction and Steg and Thielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Steg and Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, back to Sealy, where minor softball Little League All-Star action started off today. And we've already gotten the conclusion to a couple games. Well, just one game, actually, as we're waiting for the conclusion of LaGrange versus Burleson County. But we did have a conclusion to Sealy versus Grimes County. And that was a high-scoring affair, to say the least. It was Sealy victorious over Grimes County by a final score of 32-14. That's right, you heard that right, and it ain't a typo. 32-14 in favor of Sealy. Of course, Sealy, the host team here, so they start this tournament off very, very dominant. And of course, we're just in pool play now, so everybody just kind of getting started. But still, goes to show the offensive power of that Sealy minor softball team to put up 32 runs. And being that it was a run rule, that was 32 runs in three innings. And taking a look at the game going on in front of us right now, LaGrange currently ahead of Burleson County 12-3 and looking for a run rule of their own. And, of course, a run rule victory always dominant, but pales in comparison to a 32-14 game. But nonetheless, the last game here in Sealy tonight will be Columbus against Washington County. And still waiting for that one. I did mention we may be getting started at 8:15, but we're going to keep pushing that back as the first pitch was scheduled for 8 o'clock, but now 15 minutes past 8, and we still got ourselves a ball game here in the window before. This game started at 6 o'clock, and currently it's 12-3. So LaGrange in very likely fashion, very likely going to win this game. If they are able to get ahead, Burleson County will be able to swing through on their bottom of the fifth inning, but it should be over after that as you can only score a maximum of 5 per inning, and they'll be down by at least 9 as of now. So we'll wait for that to get concluded here. And we'll be back, hopefully a little closer to the first pitch of the Washington County game, after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree, or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Okay.
All right, so just a quick update on the rules here. So The reason this Little League LaGrange versus Burleson County game is still going on right now is because when you get to minor softball, there is no maximum 5 runs per inning rule. So technically, Burleson County can come back in this one, but as I say that, LaGrange coming around to score another run. That'll make it now 13-3 to give them a 10-run lead. And just taking a look at that 32-13 game, you have to wonder, 32 runs, that's just everything going right for you in 3 innings. That's an average of almost 11 runs per inning. And here comes LaGrange. We'll get some cheers here as they'll score another run to make it 14-3. And getting up on the scoreboard here. This is a game that was 7-3 just a couple innings ago. So definitely LaGrange pouring it on here in the fifth. But taking a look, you know, Sealy, a beautiful place to come play baseball or softball. They have beautiful facilities here. You got nice turf field, lights to play for as long as the night needs, and plenty of parking. Matter of fact, they need all that parking because when we arrived, there was no spaces to be had due to the early window games. So, love to see the turnout here. Of course, it is day one. So while it is only pool play, it is a very important day for a lot of these young athletes. It's their first chance to hit the field after their regular season ended. And making the All-Star team is always a big accomplishment. So they're all taking the field with pride and eager to get some more action in. And of course, what this is all about is learning the game, improving the fundamentals, and getting more of that experience that baseball and softball have to offer. So many lessons to be learned from playing team sports, from leadership to teamwork, and of course the discipline that comes with any sport. And that should be the message for all of these coaches as these games go by. Of course, always nice to get a win, but you gotta remember what it's all about, and it's about learning the game to improve the careers and improve the way that they play, and always have a good experience doing so. So that's why these events always stress sportsmanship to the utmost degree and have a zero tolerance policy for any kind of shenanigans, if you would. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors, getting a little closer to first pitch here in Washington County versus Burleson in minor league softball.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facilities. The Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today. Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and the coaches good luck.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
For a century, Citizens State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbors and your trusted partners. Since 1925, we've made it our mission to support our communities with personalized service, local decisions, and the tools you need to succeed. Whether you're visiting one of our branches in Burleson, Washington, or Grimes County, or banking online at csbtx.bank, you'll always find the hometown service you can count on. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Member FDIC.
Girls,
All right, back here to Sealy, and interesting look here. Are those hay gloves that the batter is using? It sure is the color of them. So that is you love to see that out here in the country, and something that is happens more often than you think. No batter's gloves out here, hay gloves. Straight from the field to the baseball field or the softball field. Something that we saw quite a bit in the high school season. And something that Daryl Kiki always laughed at. Of course, Daryl Kiki, I like to call him the Burton guru, knows everything and anything that goes on with Burton baseball and any of those sports and softball. And he always jokes about the older Biggs brother, as he likes to call him, Big Biggs, wearing hay gloves when he was taking, when he was in, at the plate swinging the bat. So we get a little look at that here from a Burleson County athlete. And right now it is the bottom of the fifth inning with Burleson County down 10 runs at the moment, or I apologize, 11 runs at the moment. And waiting for the end of this game to be able to get started with the Washington County versus Columbus game. This game 14-3 at the moment. But should conclude after this fifth inning is over via run rule, being an 11-run lead. We'll get confirmation just as soon as we can on that. And taking a look at Washington County, they're getting excited. Of course, they call it the baseball capital of Texas. So we'll go ahead and throw softball in there as well. They take their softball and baseball very seriously in the area. Congratulations to the Little League All-Stars of the 8U softball as Washington County took the victory against Columbus 10-7 and got their rings and their title in that tournament. And, of course, in the 9U baseball as well, they won their tournament as well in dominant fashion, 11-1 against Sealy in the final. And while the 8U baseball team did make it all the way to the final, never anything to hang your head about, they were not able to claim the victory, but a heck of a season for them as well. So this Washington County minor softball team will be looking to replicate some of that success. And, of course, Washington County expects nothing less from their girls out here. So we'll see how that goes here today. Waiting anxiously, eagerly wanting some softball for Washington County. But, of course, LaGrange and Burleson got to get their games in, too, so we completely understand. And we'll wait patiently but eagerly for first pitch of our game. And that should be coming up here shortly. Don't want to promise exactly when, but it will happen. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
Tielemann Construction and Steg and Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg and Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, back here to Sealy, where we're continuing to wait for the Burleson County. But you hear the cheers there. That's another out for LaGrange as they get closer to ending this ball game and bringing Washington County onto the field. And the entire Washington County crowd is already here, standing behind home plate, waiting to snag their seats. They're looking for the best seats in the house. Just waiting, and I can tell you, if you hear any cheers after the last out, which we have one more out left in this game, if Burleson County can't mount a miraculous comeback, it will be a combination of LaGrange fans and Washington County fans as they get ready to take the field here, and Columbus fans, honestly, as they're over in right field. The Washington County, always eager to get the best seats in the house. They'll be right behind us, so we pick the best seats in the house as we'll have plenty of crowd noise on the crowd mic today. Washington County does not take their baseball and softball lightly, and neither should they. They got to come out and represent, and they have at every single game we've done so far, so I expect today to be no less. We have some of the girls from the team up and behind home plate trying to take a look at what's going on here and why they're not able to play yet. And you can see on their face nothing but smiles as they want to get their Little League All-Star season going. This is pool play, and it will lead to tournament play, but every game important for seeding in this time. So, and honestly, when you're competitive, whether the game is for an elimination or just for seeding, you always want to leave with a victory, and these girls are no different. Taking a look at some of the action going on around here. Currently in Belleville, there is major baseball going on. And it was Washington County, congratulations, getting a victory over Sealy. 10-4 in Belleville, just a few minutes away from where we are now. They get the victory. And then the host team, the Belleville Major Baseball Little League All-Stars, getting the win over LaGrange 16-1. So while the LaGrange softball team is winning here, they unfortunately got a loss in the major baseball category over in Belleville. As we get started here, we're getting closer and closer to an out in this LaGrange-Burleson County matchup. And one more out will do it and allow the Washington County-Columbus game to go underway. And good news for that game, because it looks like the weather has really cleared up. The clouds have pushed over, and they are now well past the field. Looks like they were going the other way. I know we had some pretty rough weather whenever we left Brenham. So hopefully everybody's doing okay with that weather out there, and hopefully it's passed over as well. But you know, with Texas, you never know. It could be raining one moment, sunny the next, and then raining again with a thunderstorm after. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed and make sure that we can keep things going. You know that old saying, and that's the cheer coming from everybody that is waiting to get a game going, as well as LaGrange, who gets the victory. They beat Burleson County by run rule, and of course, Burleson County not going to be happy with the loss, but you got to love that they've got that game out of the way as they get their first game in, and now Washington County will be able to get their game in, so Burleson County will line up and shake hands and give high fives to the LaGrange side. Show is a show of good sportsmanship, because that's what it's all about, is getting a good experience out of these team sports and minor softball action as it kicks off for the year here today. So we're in Sealy, and we'll be back in Sealy after a word from our sponsors to let this game in.
This Father's Day, H-E-B is your go-to destination for celebrating Dad in the best way. From premium steaks and grilling essentials to craft beers, snacks, and sweet treats, H-E-B has everything you need to fire up his day. Find great gifts, too, like grilling tools, sauces, and more. Whether he's a king of the grill or just loves a good meal, H-E-B helps you make it memorable. Show Dad how much he means with the best from H-E-B, because this Father's Day, no one does it bigger or better than Texas's favorite store.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, back out here to Sealy, where now that the LaGrange and Burleson County game has concluded, and it was LaGrange winning 14 runs to 3 against Burleson County. We'll take a look at some of the action going on around the area. In Belleville, the major boys baseball was getting started today. I apologize, the last scores were not from today. They were from last year's, as I was looking at the wrong app there. But Twin Cities were able to beat LaGrange 8-1 in baseball, major baseball action in Belleville. And the Weimer boys were able to beat Hempstead by a close nail-biter, 7-6, the final in that one. So a close game there with Hempstead getting the victory. Or Weimer getting the victory. And taking a look at a baseball minor action. Today it's Columbus playing Sealy. And at the moment, Columbus leads that game 4-0. And they are delayed in the top of the fourth, as it looks like that unfortunate weather did not pass over them, and they are now delayed. And Belleville playing Hempstead, also delayed in a score of 8-1 in favor of Belleville. And since it's been a little bit of a moment since we are able to get the starting lineups in, we'll go ahead and review them again after a word from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their All-Star Tournament games.
All right, we're getting back here to Sealy, and the vibe and mood has changed from eagerness of waiting for a game to end to now in the anxiety of waiting for the first game to start for Washington County in this Little League All-Star softball minor season. And of course, today it's Washington County against Columbus, so it's going to be Washington County in their green tops, white bottoms, and Columbus is in their white tops, black bottoms with red socks. And Brenham, of course, in the green socks, sticking true to their white and green color combo. And they're warming up, playing catch in the outfield, making sure that they're ready for a ball game. And we'll have that ball game ready to go just as soon as we get started. Currently 36 minutes past the scheduled first pitch, but with the lights and the beautiful facility that Sealy has here for us to get started. Well, that's not going to be a problem because now the weather has passed. Of course, fingers crossed on that. And we will get things going just as soon as they allow us. But before we do so, we do have to get the girls warmed up. But coach is giving the sign that, hey, we're going to get this started just as soon as we can. We're going to speed things up and get the game going. But, of course, they have to be in concurrence with Columbus because it is two teams playing here. So Columbus isn't in such a hurry. We may have a dispute of when we're going to start. But just as soon as we get started, we'll let everybody know, and we'll be back after another word from our sponsors getting closer to first pitch.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors. And a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, getting closer to first pitch here, and the Washington County Little League All-Stars are getting ready for their first minor softball action of the year, and right now they're playing pepper with coach out there. That's coach manager Sean Church batting some balls towards the girls, and they're in line taking turns fielding it, making sure they're warmed up. But, you know, the benefit of playing on turf, of course, is that you're not going to get any of those weird bounces made from divots in the dirt. But nonetheless, always better to be warmed up. But they did give the signal that it's going to be a short warm-up to try to get things started. We're approaching 8:40 on the clock here for a game that was scheduled for an 8 o'clock first pitch. But, of course, with Little League, the first pitch time is always a bit of a suggestion more than anything else because these games do go for a long time, and you want to make sure that every girl and athlete that gets the chance to
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we're our honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
All right, as we continue to warm up here in Sealy, and we're getting started just sooner rather than later now because the first game has ended, so we'll get going here soon. And while Washington County is playing pepper in the outfield, Columbus taking a little bit of a different approach. They're playing catch in the outfield with pitching practice over on the other side of coach. And like I mentioned, just to get a look at how everything's going to line up, the Washington County Little League All-Stars are going to be on the left side, on the home side, as they won the toss, and they will be batting in the bottom of the inning. And Columbus will be on the right, batting at the top of the innings. and will be the away side. And kind of funny that everybody kind of dressed. Of course, nobody knew what sides they were going to be on until the coin toss happened here today, but dressed appropriately with Washington County wearing their home colors with the green tops and Columbus wearing the away colors with the white tops. And as we wait for the crowd to get settled in, it's a sea of green on my left and a sea of red on my right. So there should be plenty of energy in the crowd here today, plenty of cheering and jeering for the girls. And, you know, the umpires are going to have a tough game in front of them today. You know, they always do a very important job here, and we appreciate everything they do. Just hoping that the crowd appreciates them just as much as well. So as they continue to warm up, we're just waiting for the signal from coaches here. And looks like the Washington County coaches were given the signal to just get things going here. But they also have to play a balance in between getting started quickly and being warmed up and ready to play. As these young athletes, these girls did spend quite some time hanging out. And, of course, they were all having a good time, all smiles here behind home plate and watching the game before, but eagerly waiting to get going. And so they'll do their huddles here, do their high fives as they get through their line of pepper. And there goes the last person in the line for the warm-up. And now they'll be lined up on the left side. And Columbus still getting going. Now they're playing pepper. They did take the field a little bit after Washington County. So you got to think they're trying to get through the same warm-up, just did it a little bit afterwards. And everybody's scrambling to get the gear ready, get the dugout ready, get the girls ready, get all the equipment on. You got to feel for the catchers when they hurry up into these games because they have quite a bit of equipment to put on here. And this is no longer coach pitch, so it's a very important job that the catchers do, as well as the pitchers and every member of these teams all playing a key role. So making sure that they're ready to be there for their teammates and get a good team performance and hopefully a victory. As we mentioned, Washington County very well represented in the 8U and 9U field, with coming away with two titles and a finalist and a third finalist. So they'll be looking to emulate that here in these tournaments. And, of course, being the baseball capital of Texas, we can throw softball in there as well. They take these sports very seriously in the area. But Columbus is going to be looking to play. Spoiler, this is the first game for both teams here in the minor softball Little League All-Star season. These particular games will be pool play as we get ready for the tournament. So these are just for seeding, but when you have competitive athletes like these girls out here, every game is going to be fought for hard, tooth and nail, to try to get the victory, and I expect no less out here today. So right now, coaches are at home plate. Right now, coaches are at home plate getting final instructions from the umpires. We'll have a two-person crew. We have a male and a female umpire tonight. So as they get started, we will be back after a word from our sponsors as they shake hands and head back to their dugouts. We're getting close to first pitch here.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
So as we get started here, Washington County and Columbus being announced right now, and we'll let the announcer do his job here.
Number six, Carly Eric. Number two, Bree Kirby. Number three, Emery Chester. Number eight, Piper Fatico. Number one, Michelle Stratton. Number seven, Baylen Blunt. Number four, Landry Stanson. Number 11, Jalea Jackson. Number 5, Caitlin Beecham. Number 99, Ansley Busselman. And number 0, Eddie Worland.
And for Washington County, the starting lineup, I'll go ahead and take over here. Number 13, Kinsley Hafferkamp will lead things off. Then it's number 1, Finley Youngs, followed by number 11, Teason Wilson. Then it's number 7, Paisley Meyer in the cleanup spot. Number 94, Lana Wunderlich after that. Number 77, Briley Margist. Number 55, Lily Landuay. Number 88, Stella Church. Number 99, Ray Rosenbaum. And number 00, Avery Meyer. And, of course, you see getting plenty of love from the crowd here. And we have manager Sean Church, along with coaches G.W. Meyer and Annalise Meyer.
Number 1, Finley Youngs. Number 77, Briley Margus. Number 55, Lily Landua. Number 17, Kelly Dismutes. Number 88, Stella Church. And double 0, Avery Meyer. Your coaches for the Washington County All-Stars are Sean Church, G.W. Meyer, and Annalise Meyer.
All right, and as everybody takes the field here, we'll get ready to get the announcement to play ball because everybody is ready, anxious, and waiting for a ball game here. And first, of course, the most important part of any American sporting event, the national anthem. Oh, and I apologize. They actually gave us a little bit of a pump fake there. We'll go ahead and skip the national anthem and get going with the ball game. They did do so in the first round of games, so the flag got its salute today. It just won't get it from us. You know, always unfortunate when that has to happen. But coming up here at almost 9 o'clock, you have to understand why they do so. But, you know, feel free at home to play the national anthem, and we'll be there in spirit with you with our hands over our hearts for this beautiful country. But as we get started here, the umpires right now trying to sneak in some snacks in between. You don't... I'll tell you what, one thing you don't want in a softball game is a hangry umpire. You want them to be seen clearly and not be mad at anything, be happy with the world so we can get everything going nice and smoothly. Of course, while there is a zero tolerance policy for any comments from the crowd, when you have a hangry umpire, that can happen one comment sooner. We don't want to have any incidents, so we'll let them get their snacks in, make sure that they're well fed and well hydrated here. They did just have a very long game earlier. That game started at 6 o'clock and didn't end till about 8:30. So 2.5 hour Little League All-Star Minor softball game for these umpires. Their employers are definitely getting their money's worth, I'll tell you that. And here comes the Columbus coach, ready to have a couple words, just a couple questions for the umpire as we get started. Right now, warming up for Washington County. On the mound is going to be number 13, Kinsley Hafferkamp. And we should be just a couple minutes away from the first pitch here. I see the umpire putting on his mask. Only thing out of place right now is one of the Columbus coaches going out into the Washington County dugout, but I think he may just be taking his place over by third base. So we should be back with the first pitch after a short word from our sponsors.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Aaron Seeley, as we get started, lead off the first inning of this minor softball game between Washington County and Columbus. And, of course, this starts off the Little League All-Star season for these girls. This is pool play right now as we get ready for the tournament. Got to get the seating first. And that's a swing and a miss by Bocamp. And Kinsley Hafferkamp up to a strong start here so far. And another swing and miss by Bocamp. Now puts two strikes on the board. And the crowd has to like that. You know, she's not looking like the rest is affecting her at all. She's remained eager, and that's going to be a third swing and miss for a strikeout. So she gets Bocamp to go down swinging, and that puts a strikeout on the board at her very first batter she faces. And Kinsley Hafferkamp showing a little swagger at the plate there. So in the pitcher's circle, she'll get set here to take on her second batter. This is going to be Jensen Anderson, number 12 for Columbus, and that's going to be an 0-1 count there. As she puts this one knee-high on that outside corner, plenty of command. Looks like a bright young star here, Hafferkamp. Here comes pitch number two, and a swing and miss up high. A raising pitch there gets her to chase one upstairs. And Anderson will now be 0-2 as she falls behind on the count. So Hafferkamp in a good position here to start the game off with two strikeouts in a row. Just needs one more strike here on Anderson. Here comes the pitch. Ooh, and this one's going to get away right side. Low and away, gets past the catcher. And that'll even up 1-2. Probably got her to trying to get her to chase one outside there, but just a little too far outside. She'll be looking to keep it a little bit further in here. And here it is, and this one's going to be popped up right side towards the first base position. In play, or able to be made a play on, but too far right. It was going to fall foul the whole way, but that was number 77, Briley Margist, looking to make a play, a hustle play there, but it's just about a foot out of her reach, but you got to love the hustle over there down the first base line. But staying alive here is Anderson. She'll take 1-2, and this one's going to be hit into right field, and that one will fall and give the hit to Anderson. A solid hit there into right field, and she'll try to take extra bases here, but the throw in time is going to stop her. So she tries to go for an extra base, gets a little greedy there, and she gets caught trying to get second base there. I guess we could call that an attempted steal that just didn't work out. But you can see the coach on the Columbus side, manager, trying to get aggressive there because he did send her to second. But nonetheless, that now puts two outs on the board here. So off to a good start. Two batters faced, two batters down. A little bit in an unconventional way there on the second one, but two outs is all that matters. And Washington County need one more out to get out of this inning. And up to bat is going to be Bree Kerpek for Columbus, right-handed batter against the lefty Hafferkamp. And this will be up and away from Hafferkamp. Seems to be a 1-1 count now. That evens things up. Here comes pitch number three, and this one knee-high outside right on the corner. Hafferkamp loving that outside corner and finding it with great success here so far early in this game. That'll put two strikes on the board. And this one up and inside. Kerpek has to duck under it. And that now makes it a 3-1 count. According to the umpire, only two outs on the board. No help from the scoreboard here as the scoreboard is disabled tonight. But that is a 3-1 count and a low pitch gives Columbus a walk. So Kerpek gets put on first base with the walk. And up comes number 8, Piper Fidacco. With two outs on the board, now runner on first. Fidacco's going to look to keep this inning alive for Columbus. And here's the first pitch. Swing and miss. And a big swing there by Fidacco, but a nice pitch from Hafferkamp makes it a big swing and miss. That makes it 0-1 here. Here comes pitch number 2, and another swing and miss on a rising pitch from Hafferkamp. Gets her to chase one upstairs, and that makes it 0-2 as Hafferkamp jumps out in front of this count. A good opportunity to make this third out a strikeout. Let's see what she does here. Here comes Hafferkamp, and this one knee-high outside corner. Strikeout for Washington County, and that retires the Columbus side in the top of the first inning. We'll be back for the bottom of the first after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
And it's a home run!
Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
All right, and back to Sealy, and a very strong opening to this game for Washington County as they go four batters up, three down to retire the side. And now we'll get ready for the bottom of the first with Washington County up to bat. To lead things off is going to be Kinsley Hafferkamp. So she gets things started and in the pitcher's circle, and now she'll get things started at the plate in the bottom of the first. So she'll take a couple practice swings over on over in front of the dugout. And all the girls out there with their bats getting ready, anxiously waiting for their turn to try to get a hit and put some runs on the board after a half inning. It's scoreless. Columbus, the way they went out was a strikeout first and then were able to get on base with a hit into right field. But after trying to go for second base, a strong throw from Washington County got the out at second. And then they did get on base with a hit to the right field. And after that, it was another strikeout to end the inning for Hafferkamp. So here comes Hafferkamp and a left-handed pitcher. She's also a left-handed batter. And out comes Coach G.W. Meyer. He'll get over in his position to the right of first base. Next to third base is manager Sean Church. And a hit here to lead things off would erupt this Washington County crowd. Here comes first pitch. This one will be low and away. That one gets all the way to the Washington County dugout. You won't see a wild pitch travel much further than that. And on the mound for Columbus is Bree Kerpek. And she tries to get that outside corner here, but puts it just a hair outside. As we get the hand signal from the umpire there, just a hair out. But she's getting closer to the strike zone here. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. And leaves it almost in the identical spot there. So she just needs to push it a little bit more inside. So 3-0 count, and she'll be looking to put it in the strike zone here. And you can bet that Kinsley Haferkamp is going to be waiting for it. Let's see if she can rip it. Here it is, and that one's going to be outside, and she'll watch that one go by harmlessly and take her base. A base is a base is a base, so if you take it with a walk or a hit, you're just glad to get runners on. So with no outs, leading things off with a walk is Kinsley Haferkamp, and up comes number one, Finley Youngs. Got a change of pace here with a right-handed batter. Facing Bree Kerpek, and Kerpek puts this one just a hair upstairs, so 1-0 count. And we'll wait here for pitch number two to Finley. And here it is, and Finley going to hit that one, but it goes just right. Good swing there, nice cut. Just a little early on it. And this is going to be fouled high right side and falls harmlessly in the street. No cars passing by, no car alarms, no shattered glass. So we should be all right as the crowd gets their attention back to the game. And here comes pitch number three. And Finley chases one there, and that's going to be a strikeout for Finley. But you got to love the enthusiasm there going after that pitch. But honestly, Kerpek, just a nice breaking ball there, does its job. So up next is number 11, Tegan Wilson. And she'll get ready, right-handed batter here against the righty Kerpek. Here it is, and this one going to be up and away out of the strike zone, 1-0. Watch that one go by. She'll step off for a couple practice swings. So with Haferkamp on second base, up steps Wilson, try to trade places with her, see if she can get a run in here. And the next pitch from Kerpek is right in the strike zone there. Catches that upper outside corner beautifully. And that'll even up the count at one. Back in steps Tegan Wilson. And this one at her feet is going to hit her in the foot. And you can tell that one stung a bit. But the Washington County crowd is going to love it as they now have two runners on base, both by walks here early. Runners on first and second, only one out. Up comes number seven, Paisley Meyer. She's going to take her spot in the batter's box here. Get some encouragement from the crowd. Here's pitch number one, and she's going to rip this one on a hard chopper right in the first and second base hole. And she'll get to first on a fielder's choice as Tegan Wilson is thrown out at second. But that puts runners on the corners for Washington County. Only one out left to do something with it, though. Two outs on the board. Here comes Lana Wunderlich. She'll give a couple taps on the plate there. Give a couple practice swings here, and here we go. Here's the first pitch to Wunderlich. A nice pitch there by Kerpek is knee high right over the plate there for a strike, 0-1. As Wunderlich takes the first pitch. Wunderlich number 94 for Washington County. Swinging from the left side of the plate, right-handed batter. Here comes pitch number two, and there it is. A swing and miss from Wunderlich. Unfortunately, makes it now 0-2 as she falls behind on the count. And on that previous pitch, we saw Paisley Meyer advancing to second base. So now two runners in scoring position for Washington County. And Wunderlich's going to check her swing there and holds it back. Good discipline to keep away from that ball that was up and out of the strike zone. Oh, but they're going to change their call. Umpire over at second base said she went around, and that's going to make it a strikeout. And that retires the side, keeps the game scoreless, and we'll be back for the top of the second after a word from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area's sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All right, back here to Sealy, and we're getting ready as Haverkamp's going to get her practice pitches in here. And we just had what the Washington County crowd would call a questionable call. It was close there. As Wunderlich went around on the check swing there, according to the umpire. So that made it a strikeout to retire the side. So scoreless through one inning. And we're getting ready for the top of the second with Washington County taking the field and Columbus up to bat. And up to bat will be Emery Chester for Columbus. Getting a couple final pointers from Coach over on the right side. And the Columbus crowd anxiously waiting, hoping to get some runners on here to try and threaten to score some runs here. Last time Washington County out had runners on second and third before getting retired, so very close to scoring runs here, but still a scoreless game. So number 13, Kinsley Haverkamp in the pitcher's circle, number 99, Ray Rosenbaum in the catcher position, and we'll get started here. And first one will be a swing and miss from Chester. Emery Chester falls behind 0-1 on the count on the first pitch. And, man, she's got some bat movement there, looking like Gary Sheffield with that, the way she's swinging it. And another swing and miss there from Chester, 0-2. And, I mean, she looks like she's got all the fundamentals. Looks like a real ball player here. Choked up on the bat. Plenty of movement on the swing as she's waiting for it. Looks like she's eager for a hit. And swinging early and often, just not able to make contact yet on the first two. She'll step off for a couple of practice swings. Stay choked up about as far choked up on a bat as you can get there. And here comes pitch number four after the last one was a ball. That's a 1-2 count. Umpire is going to say too high. To the disagreement of the Washington County crowd, but nonetheless evens up the count at two. So 2-2 here to Chester. She steps way back in the batter's box, and here it is, and this one's going to be low and away. And now Chester facing a full count to lead things off here in the top of the second for Columbus. She is battling hard for a hit here. Let's see what she can get. Here comes the full count pitch and check swing there. And didn't go around, but that's a strike. So that'll be a strikeout for Haverkamp. And that's her third strikeout of the evening so far. Only 1 1/3 innings so far in. So after Haverkamp's third strikeout, we'll get ready for the second batter. That's going to be Michelle Stratton. And first one we'll get past the catcher for ball one. And Haverkamp, clearly a very, very capable softball pitcher here. She has shown tremendous command, tremendous speed, and discipline as well. knowing when to put it outside, knowing when to go for that strike zone. She's faced full counts. She's gotten ahead 0-2, doing everything really well. And this one down low makes it 2-0. Here it comes, and this one too high will make it 3-0. So we'll see her face her first 3-0 count so far. Let's see how she handles it here. She's going to smack that glove into her, smack that ball into her glove, saying, maybe trying to knock some sense into the softball here. Let's see if the punishment worked. Here comes pitch and a swing and miss there. Michelle Stratton swings, misses that one, and Hafferkamp gets a 3-1 count here. So it looks like pounding that ball into the glove actually worked there, woke it up a bit. Here comes a 3-1 count, and another one. That'll make it full. Wonderful job from Hafferkamp to fill up the count after falling behind 3-0. Let's see if she could finish it off here. She's fought all the way back in this at-bat. Here's a full count pitch, and knee-high outside corner. Another strikeout for Hafferkamp. That's two up, two down on both strikeouts. This time she catches her looking. So now that makes it four strikeouts for Kinsley Hafferkamp through 1 2/3 inning. Comes pitch number one, and that's another swing and miss there on a very nice rising pitch from Hafferkamp that gets Addie Werlin to swing and miss. Here comes pitch number two to Addie, and another swing and miss. 0-2 very quickly here for Hafferkamp. And one strike away from an immaculate inning. Here it is, and this one's going to be low and away. Trying to get a chase one there. Never a bad idea when you're so far ahead of the count. But that'll make it 1-2 here. She's going to pick up the talcum powder, powder the hand, and make sure there's no moisture. And here she comes, going to try to get the strikeout here, and a swing and miss there. And, oh, they're going to say she fouled that off. Just barely got a tip on it as it went past her there, but Werlin's going to stay alive here. So still 1-2. Hafferkamp one away from a strikeout in immaculate inning, and this is going to be fouled right side. Werlin's going to stay alive here. And this Washington County team on top of it, even if it's well clear past the dugout, they're hustling up. And there we go. Werlin swings and misses. Hafferkamp gets a third strikeout for the inning. And that's what you call an immaculate inning as she gets her fifth strikeout of the game. We'll be back for the bottom of the second. Washington County up to bat looking to break the scoreless game open. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
It's a first day. The first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walmart Supercenters.
All right, and getting some practice warm-up pitches here is Kerpek as she takes the pitcher circle again. And what an inning for Kinsley Hafferkamp. She faces three batters and gets them all three on strikeouts. And not only that, she gets them all looking. So just beautiful placement there by her. And she gets herself an immaculate inning in the second. And as she has gotten retired six batters, five of them have been by strikeout. She has five strikeouts on the evening out of six possible batters. So three up, three down, immaculate inning for half her camp, and we'll get started here. Washington County now going to step up to the plate to bat, and they'll be looking to break open this scoreless game here. Only the bottom of the second, and up comes Briley Margist. So Kerpek will get ready, winds up for the first pitch. Here it is, and this one well inside will make it 1-0. Just take their positions, and the crowd takes their position, ready to cheer on for some hits and runs here. Here comes pitch number two, knee high, outside corner. Nice pitch there from Kerpek, makes it 1-1. And Kerpek struggled early to find the strike zone, but she's definitely settled in here and starting to find it with more regularity. Here comes the third pitch, and this one again, knee high, outside corner, gives her the 1-2 count as she jumps ahead in the count against Margist. So Marge is going to have to battle back here, or just, instead of battling back, why not just get a hit here? Let's see what she does. And this one way up and away from Kerpek is going to make it a 2-2 count. And the catcher trying to return the favor there as she puts the throw back way up over Kerpek in the pitcher's circle. But Kerpek, showing the athleticism, jumps up and snags that one in. So we'll get going here now. Catcher going to take her position again. And here comes Kerpek with the next pitch. And that one will be down low. That's going to fill up the count. 3-2 coming up. So Margis with a full count here. Let's see, is it going to be an out or a hit? And unfortunately, Margis swing and miss there is going to be a strikeout for Kerpek. Up next to bat for Washington County is going to be right-handed batter Lily Landaway. And this one high and away is going to make it a 1-0 count. Jumps ahead here, Landaway. And she'll step off, take a couple practice swings here, make sure that if she gets an opportunity for a hit, she's going to take advantage. This one low and inside. A little bit of an overcorrection there from Kerpek. Put the first one up and outside. This one low and inside. So 2-0 count here to Landaway. And a swing and miss from Landaway will make it 2-1 here. Nice job there by Kerpek to get Landaway to chase one outside there. Let's see what happens here. And this time, too low for that outside corner. That'll make it a 3-1 count for Landaway. With one out on the board, Washington County needs runner if they want to break this deadlock. Landaway's going to get set again. Here is it. And the pitch is going to be down low. And that's just what Washington County needs, runners. And they'll get one in the form of a walk as Landaway takes her base after the fourth ball. And getting plenty of cheers from the crowd here. Coming up is Stella Church, right-handed batter. Number 88 for Washington County. She's got a runner on first and only one out. And she's going to do a cross there. Make sure that this at-bat is blessed. You gotta love when the girls know who's really in control. That is him upstairs, so let's see. First one's gonna be low for a 1-0 count. And this one fouled back, and that will fall harmlessly A little close to some cars back there. That's going to get the attention of the crowd. Got ourselves a 2-0 count here. And we're going to need another ball here. And tell you what, it's going to take some skill to get this ball in because there is about a 3-inch hole between the top of the net and the roof. And that's just about just enough space to get a softball in, but they're not even going to try it. They're going to go ahead and walk it around. And on the very next one, it'll be a swing and miss from Church. And that'll make it a second strikeout in the inning for Kerpek. So two outs on the board. Still a runner on first, though. Here comes number 99, Ray Rosenbaum. So Kerpek gets ready as she's looking for her third strikeout of the inning and of the evening. And first one will be knee-high inside for a beautiful strikeout there as she freezes up Rosenbaum. Next one will be outside to make it a 1-1 count. And Landaway heads back to first. Had a nice lead there, looking like she was maybe going to steal. But not an opportunity there, so she'll tag back up. And the crowd anxiously waiting for a run down to the last out of this inning. Two outs on the board, runner on first. And this one down low will make it a 2-1 count.
With it, babe.
So Rosenbaum just looking for one over the plate here to smash. Let's see if she's going to get it. And that one up high. No, she'll just take that one smartly in. 3-1 count. Good discipline and good eye there to just look that one in and take what the pitcher's giving you, because right now she's giving you a lot of balls, so you might as well take it and get ahead of the count. 3-1 here. Here's a 3-1 pitch from Kerpek. That'd be down low, and another walk for Washington County. Puts runners on first and second. Eerily similar to how the first inning went for Washington County. They got two runners on, both by walks, and both were able to steal second and third. Let's see what happens here, because last time they had two outs as well, and they were retired before being able to score a run. Let's see if Avery Meyer can change that tune here. Number 00, right-handed batter for Washington County. This one down low by her feet. We'll make it 1-0. Almost hit by pitch on that one. As we already saw a player get clipped in the ankles by a pitch earlier. That was Tegan Wilson. Here's Avery Meyer. Next pitch up high. Makes it 2-0 to Meyer. And that's interesting there from the catcher. Gives her pitcher a pump fake on the throw. Maybe just making sure that she was paying attention. She was looking over at Coach, getting some signals. Let's see what Coach wants her to throw here. And this one 3-0. Oh, I see what she's doing. She's pump faking towards second base. But Landaway is not budging. She's standing right on the base there, so don't know what the pump fake's for, but hey, if it works, maybe just getting some. Ooh, she's going to get clipped on the ankle there. Meyer's going to get hit by pitch. And for the second time tonight, we've had a runner hit clipped on the ankle there. So she'll take her base, and that's going to load the bases here and nowhere else to put the runners. So another walk by Kerpek would score a run for Washington County. And we'll have a quick meeting on the mound here. Coach coming out to talk to his pitcher. She hasn't had a terrible inning. She has walked three, but she also has two strikeouts. And Landaway over on third base asking for her teammates to bring me home. I want to score a run. Let's see if they'll oblige her. But it looks like we have a pitching change here for Columbus. It's number 3, Emery Chester, coming in for Kerpek. So she'll get her practice pitches in, and we'll be back after a short break from our sponsors.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go wash County All-Stars.
For a century, Citizens State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbors and your trusted partners. Since 1925, we've made it our mission to support our communities with personalized service, local decisions, and the tools you need to succeed. Whether you're visiting one of our branches in Burleson, Washington, or Grimes County, or banking online at csbtx.bank, you'll always find the hometown service you can count on. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Member FDIC.
All right, back here to Celia's. We just had a pitching change for Columbus. It was Emery Chester coming in for Bree Kerpek, and we'll get started back up here with back to the top of the lineup for Washington County, Kinsley Hafferkamp up to bat. And very first pitch will be a strike. Puts a strike on the board, knee high on that outside corner to the lefty batter. And Emery Chester, a righty, so it'll stay a right-handed pitcher for Columbus. And we'll put a lefty out there in Hafferkamp. Here comes pitch number 2, and a swing and miss from Hafferkamp there. And that's 3 pitches, 3 strikes for Hafferkamp, as we missed the first one was a strike as well. So that retires the side, leaves the bases loaded for Washington County, and we'll be back for the top of the third after a word from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, back here to Sealy, where we're getting ready for the third inning, top of the third, still scoreless after 2 innings here in this Little League All-Stars minor softball matchup between Washington County and Columbus. So we just saw Hafferkamp just strike out to get retired with leaving the bases loaded, did Washington County in the previous inning. So, of course, very good to leave bases loaded, but they will come back and try to get a quick inning. Hafferkamp on a roll in the pitcher's circle. She's retired 6 batters, and 5 of them have been by strikeout. So she is showing tremendous command in getting these strikers out and getting these batters out without even taking a look at hitting the ball. She's been putting it perfectly and loving that knee-high outside corner, finding it's a great success. And as she warms up here, we're getting ready for the top of the third. Like I mentioned, still scoreless here. But Washington County leaving 5 runners on base. They've had plenty of opportunity to break the deadlock.
Now batting number 4, Landry.
And up to bat is going to be number 4, Landry Stonchik. Right-handed batter for Columbus here. So Washington County will take their positions. Hafferkamp at pitcher, Rosenbaum at catcher, And here we go. Comes pitch number one for Happkamp, and that one upstairs, 1-0. Good job by Stonchik to look that one in. Good eye. And we'll get ready for pitch number two. Happkamp winds up, and here it is, and that one down low is going to make it 2-0. So Happkamp went up high with the first one, down low with the second one. She's going to be looking to be somewhere in the middle here. And beautifully does so there. And that's going to make it a 2-1 count as she jumps into this count here. And with the 2-1, here comes the pitch from Happkamp. Looking to even things up, and she does exactly that. Swing and a miss from Stonchik on a pitch upstairs. Happkamp gets her to chase one, and that evens the count at two. So Happkamp battling all the way back in this at-bat against Stonchik, and it looks like we have a little bit of an equipment malfunction over in first base for number 77, Briley Margist. Looks like the face mask was malfunctioning there. Face mask malfunction, and coach will bring her one out and get her ready to go. Not the equipment that you want to have malfunction, because that is a vital piece of protection out here with how hard these girls can sometimes hit these balls. Here comes pitch, and this one ripped upstairs, up high, fly ball, and a beautiful play made there at second base. That's number one, Finley Young's out there making the catch on a high fly ball that stayed in the infield, and we'll get some celebrations as she does a bit of a little handshake signal with her pitcher there. The pitcher knows that she's had her back there on that one. That was a high fly ball, very easy to lose in the lights, but Young's able to look that one in, and that puts an out on the board here on the first batter to lead things off. And up next for Columbus will be number 99, Ansley Busselman. And that will go off of her helmet there, just grazes her. Not enough to do any damage, but it is a hit by pitch, so that puts a runner on first. All right, as we get a little walkout music here for Carly Aaron, number 6 for Burleson, for Columbus. Silly hobby. Burleson was earlier. Pitch number one outside. 1-0 count here to Aaron with one out on the board and a runner on first. Pitch number two from Happkamp, and this one ripped right side, hard ground ball that goes foul. Aaron, that was an inside pitch that she is able to get onto, but just a little late on it, pushes it right. And next one's going to be a swing and miss, and a second strike on the board for Aaron. So Happkamp looking for her second out in this inning. See if she can put a second one away here. Here it is, and a swing and miss is going to give Happkamp another strikeout. So as Carly Aaron strikes out, up comes number 7, Baylen Blunt. And this one down low. And a familiar last name, but I don't think there's any relation to NFL running back LeGarrette Blount. But Blount takes the first one, and the second one makes it a strike. Nice one there. Swing and miss by Blount. And Happkamp finding that strike zone all night so far. She winds up. Here's another pitch and another swing and miss from Blunt. Now two strikes on for Hafferkamp as she gets her to go down swinging again. Or gets her to swing and miss. Let's see if she can go down swinging. Just needs one more of those. Another pitch from Hafferkamp and a swing and miss. Oh, man. I thought I made a mistake, but I guess I was just seeing the future. It's another strikeout there for Hafferkamp, and that retires the side, keeps this game scoreless as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Washington County looking to break the deadlock. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specification. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Blue Belt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
All right, in a great mood here in Sealy, a game that's tied at zero, but the music is good, the crowd is having a good time, and so are we here behind home plate. And I'll tell you what, the umpires are having themselves a good time, too, as they're having a nice long night here. Getting their money's worth here. regardless, all jokes aside, they're doing a great job here. And it's such an important job that they do that we appreciate very much. And I'm sure the girls' parents and family do as well, because it's not an easy job, but one that is extremely rewarding, I'm sure. Just like this job that I do, I love doing these games. It's always a rewarding experience. But back to the ball game, 0-0 here in favor of nobody, because it's deadlocked at a scoreless ball game right now. But Washington County looking to change that here. They have left five runners on base so far, with leaving the bases loaded last inning. But they're getting closer and closer to scoring a run. Let's see if they could capitalize here. Coming up to lead things off is number one, Finley Youngs. And she'll step up and get ready. And first one will be down low for a ball, 1-0. And this one up high, a little bit of an overcorrection there from Emery Chester. Put the first one low and then put the next one too high. So 2-0 count here to Finley Youngs. And she's going to rip this one right side. Just sliced it there, but a nice cut there from Youngs. And that's going to put a strike on the board, 2-1. Got a couple pointers there from Coach, and I'm sure he's telling her that was a nice swing. Just needs to catch it a little bit more squarely, and that would have been a heck of a rip there. So, nonetheless, 2-1 count here. And here's the pitch from Emery Chester. And this was going to be a bit of a swing and bunt there from Finley Youngs. And you got to love the hustle. She gave it her absolute all, chopping down that first baseline. But unfortunately, the throw will come in time, and that puts an out on the board to lead things off here. And Washington County up next is going to be Tegan Wilson up. Her last time out was hit by pitch, clipped on the ankle. So she'll be looking to get on base again. Hopefully not the same way, as of course those hit by pitches always sting a bit. And she's going to put this one on a chopper down the third base line. That's going to bounce foul, so 0-1 there. Just a little early on that one. As she pulled it left. So with the 0-1, it's like Emery Chester of Columbus is getting her gear in check there. And a nice hard ground ball by Wilson. Great play made there by Emery Chester of Columbus as she scoops that up on a ball hit hard right to her, and she flips it to first. And that's two up, two down for Washington County. And up comes number 7, Paisley Meyer. Right-handed batter for Washington County. And got on base her last time out. Got on base and stole the base. She should keep it going here. This one up high. Chases one upstairs for a strike, 0-1. And gets direction from both coaches there to forget about that one. Let's move on to the next pitch and focus on ripping that one. Let's see what happens here. 0-1 count to Paisley Meyer. And Emery Chester getting ready. Here comes the pitch, and this one upstairs. But Paisley Meyer staying disciplined. Lets that one go by very smartly there. Evens up the count at 1. And on deck is Lana Wunderlich. With two outs, she'll be hoping that Meyer can get on base here to try to make something happen. So Paisley Meyer going to watch the next one go low and away for another ball, 2-1. So Emery Chester looking to find the strike zone here. Here comes pitch, and that one inside almost hits Meyer. Meyer turned away just a split second before it hit her. And that makes it now 3-1 to her. So another walk and she'll take a base anyway. I mean, another ball and she'll take a base anyway. Let's see if Emery Chester can fight her way back into this at-bat. Down to the count 3-1. And here it is. And this one's going to be hit left side. Paisley trying to outrun the throw. And that throw's going to get away and hits coach. And that is to the benefit of Columbus, but not a benefit enough as Paisley Meyer slides in just in the nick of time to second base, and she'll get extra bases here. So that puts Paisley Meyer in scoring position on second base and brings up Lana Wunderlich. So the right-handed batter for Washington County will look to trade places with Paisley Meyer and try to break this deadlock in this scoreless ball game that we have in the bottom of the third. So bottom of the third, two outs. Here's Lana Wunderlich, and that one low and on the outside corner is going to be a swing and a miss strike. But stealing third base is Paisley Meyer. So she took second on an error and now takes third on a stolen base. And she is in prime real estate to get a run. And Wunderlich will be looking to be the one to drive in that run. But, of course, the main focus always just getting on base. And this one up high from Wunderlich is going to make it a 1-1 count. Or up high from Chester to Wunderlich makes it a 1-1 count. And Wunderlich will step off for a couple practice swings. She really wants to get a hold of this one if she gets an opportunity. Let's see if she'll get that chance. Chokes up on the bat a little bit. Here it is. And this one, unfortunately, chases one upstairs there. Makes it a 1-2 count. So 1-2 to Lana Wunderlich, runner on third. Perfect opportunity here to get a run. Let's See if Washington County's going to break the deadlock and swing and miss from Lana Wunderlich. Is going to put a strikeout and retire the side, and that will make it. That'll keep it 0-0 through three innings. We'll be back for the top of the fourth after a word from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their All-Star Tournament games.
All right, back here to Sealy, where we're getting ready in a scoreless ball game here. We're getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. Washington County versus Columbus in Little League All-Star Minor Softball action. This is the first game of the year, of the season for both of these teams. And while Washington County has had opportunities, Columbus has been playing bend but don't break defense, if you would. As they've left six Washington County runners stranded. And lead things off here, we're back to the top of the order for Columbus. It's Taitlin Bocamp to lead things off here, and taking the mound is Kinsley Hafferkamp, having a super strong evening so far, seven strikeouts through three. And on the very first pitch to lead things off, Bocamp's going to put one right side, stays fair, and rolls all the way to the right side fence into the corner. She's going to have a triple here to lead things off. And honestly, other than an inside-the-park home run or a home run of any kind, that's the best way to start off an inning there. So leading things off, Taitlin Bocamp puts one fair right side in the perfect position and gets herself a leadoff triple. No throwing the ball around there, just a nice hit for a triple.
Get a wall back there, babe.
So here comes number 12, Jensen Anderson. And first pitch there by Hafferkamp is a perfect one right on that outside corner to make it 0-1. She jumps ahead of the count against Anderson. With that 0-1, here comes Hafferkamp. This one low is going to make it 1-1. And popping up there is Rosenbaum to make sure that Taitlin Bocamp isn't getting any ideas over there on third. Holds her over there. As we just saw, Taitlin Bocamp can run, so Washington County is going to have to make sure they're very, very clean in their exchanges here. And this one, a fly ball to right side, and that will fall in almost at the exact position of Bocamp, and that will be a double for Jensen Anderson, and that opens up the scoring here as Columbus takes the lead, one run to none. So with no outs and taking a one-run lead here, Columbus in perfect position to break this game open. Up to bat is number two, Bree Kerpek. And this one, knee-high, looking for that outside corner, but just a hair outside from Hafferkamp. It's going to make it 1-0. Comes pitch number two, and this one on that inside corner. Beautiful pitch there by Hafferkamp, makes it 1-1. So Columbus, a runner in scoring position at second base with no outs. Already taking a one-run lead here in the top of the fourth.
man, a nice hit there. It's going to fall in for Kerpek, and that may score another run. The throw coming in, and that's going to hold off the runner at third. A nice throw there from center field. Keeps the game in only a one-run game, but that now puts runners on second and third as Kerpek gets herself a double here. So two runners in scoring position, still no outs. Columbus up to bat is Piper Fidacco. So Columbus in prime position. See, Washington County, they have an opportunity themselves here to fight back and play that bend but no, don't break defense. And a nice play there by Rosenbaum as on the punt attempt, Fidacco puts it right straight up into the air. And a beautiful heads-up play there from Rosenbaum is going to ignite this Washington County crowd because that is a beautiful play there. Just a heads-up on the bunt attempt, just an awkward bounce off the top of the bat there. Stays in play. Rosenbaum catches it, gets the out. Looks to third for the double play, but the runner stays, and it'll be one out here. So that puts an out on the board here. Washington County looking to fight back here. Runners on second and third for Columbus. And now an out on the board. So working in the right direction, Washington County. And this pitch, too low for the umpire. We'll make it 1-0, 2-0. And this pitch upstairs is going to make it 3-0. So Washington County in danger of loading the bases for Columbus. Runners on second and third with a 3-0 count. A walk does load the bases. But Washington County has put an out on the board, and we've seen Haferkamp fight back in these at-bats, and it looks like she's going to do so here. She makes it 3-1 with a nice pitch upstairs that gets a swing and miss from Chester. So Emery Chester, 3-1 count against Haferkamp. And here's the 3-1 pitch from Haferkamp, and that one will be upstairs, and that will be a walk. So now bases loaded for Columbus, only one out. Let's see if Washington County can leave the bases loaded and strand three Columbus runners. But first, manager Sean Church going to come up and have a chat with his pitcher, Haferkamp. Don't believe a pitching change is coming. Just a conversation here. And yes, that is what it's going to be, a conversation. So Haferkamp will stay in the pitcher's circle. And rightfully so, as she has had a solid evening, already 7 strikeouts on the night. So while the bases are loaded, she has an opportunity to fight herself out of a tough situation here. And up to bat is Michelle Stratton for Columbus. All Haferkamp needs to do is throw some strikes. Get back on that strikeout streak she was on. And off to a good start of that here as she puts one in that upper outside corner on the first pitch back from the meeting with her coach. And second pitch after meeting is going to be down low. Makes it 1-1. And Stratton's going to step off for a couple of practice swings before stepping back in the batter's box. And Haferkamp very quickly getting into the pitch there. And this one ripped right side is going to put second strike on the board, 1-2. So Haferkamp one strike away from a second out in this inning. One pitch away from a second out, and that'll be working in a very good direction for Washington County. With bases loaded, they'll be looking to return the favor as Columbus did strand three runners on base for Washington County earlier in this ballgame. Washington County looking to do the same here. And a check swing there. Swing and miss. That's another strikeout for Haferkamp. And her strikeout, her night continues getting strikeouts very often here
That's her eighth strikeout and now puts two outs on the board in this inning. And she's one out away from stranding three runners for Columbus. And you got to think Washington County would love to see the bases left loaded here. That's pitch number one from Haverkamp. Swing and miss from Whirlin. And Haverkamp back in the zone here, seemingly so. So Kinsley gets a strike early against Whirlin here ahead of the count 0-1. Here comes pitch number two. And this one ripped right side, and a nice play made there by number 77, Bradley Marges, with the scoop at first base on a hard hit line drive right to her on a one bouncer. Scoops it, steps on first base, and retires the side, leaving three Columbus runners stranded on third, leaving the bases loaded. Tremendous defensive effort there by Washington County. But Columbus was able to score one run, so they break the deadlock and take a one-run lead. We'll be back for the bottom of the fourth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors. And a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, getting back out here to Sealy, where we're waiting to get started in the bottom of the fourth inning. It was Columbus that jumped up to a one-run lead here in the top of the fourth, but Washington County looking to respond here. They're up to bat. So let's see if the runs start coming out in the fourth. Washington County played bend but don't break defense in the top of the fourth. As while Columbus did score one run, they had plenty of opportunity to score more than that as they had bases loaded with only one out, and Washington County was able to get two quick outs to leave the bases loaded, and that's how we stand in only a one-run game here so far. So taking the field here is Columbus, and getting ready to bat is Washington County. Up to bat for Washington County to lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth will be Briley Marges. And we just saw Bradley Marges on the defensive end make a fantastic play to end the top of the fourth. A hard hit ball right to her on a one-hopper. She scoops it up and tags first base for the final out to retire the side in the top of the fourth. So let's see if she can carry that momentum from the defensive side onto the offensive side as she takes her position in the batter's box at the plate. But first, of course, a few practice swings and a few practice pitches from both sides. Coach is waiting to take their positions here. A little bit of a fourth inning stretch. Technically halfway through the game here. And as we wait here, we'll be back after 30 seconds from our sponsors. And we'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
All
And on the very first pitch, that one popped up by Briley Margist, and a nice play made there by Emery Chester. Puts one out on the board here in the bottom of the fourth. And this pitch up high to Landaway is going to be a 1-0 count. So up to bat is Lily Landaway. With one out. Down one run is Washington County. And this is going to be fouled back. And as we get a little bit of a warning for lightning here, we're hoping it stays away, of course. But we just got word from the officials that if the lightning does get closer and we get through four innings, they're going to call the ball game. Just something to keep an eye out here. This pitch, a two-hopper to the catcher for a second ball. So 2-0 count here to Lily Landaway. And this one fouled right side. I'm sorry, it's a 2-2 count as she fouled one out for earlier as well. So 2-2 count here to Lily Landaway. One out on the board. Washington County desperately need to avoid a second out here. Keep the outs in their pocket to score some runs as they find themselves down one run. I'll wait here for the next pitch from Chester. Here it is, and that one upstairs. We'll make it 3-2. We got ourselves a full count here. So Lily Landaway in a position to get herself a hit. And Chester looking for an out. Let's see who's going to get the best of this battle here. Emery Chester on in the pitcher circle against Lily Landaway in the batter's box. Here's the pitch, and that one upstairs, and Landaway will take her base. And the Washington County crowd loves that because that's exactly what they need to try to mount this one-run comeback here. So with a runner on and one out, here comes Stella Church. Number 88, right-handed batter for Washington County. Sporting the Barbie pink gloves there. Or hot pink, I'm not sure. Not the best with colors. This one upstairs is going to be 1-0. Good eye by Church there to watch that one go by. Get ahead of the count here. Just got a runner on. All that matters is getting more runners on. But, of course, Washington County has done that earlier. They need to capitalize on these runners. The 1-0, here's the pitch, and she's going to foul this one up and behind. And that will fall down, and that is going to get a crowd of youngsters chasing after it. Man, young kids out there swarm to that foul ball. So plenty of helpers here to make to keep an eye on these foul balls and make sure they don't cause any damage. 1-0 pitch. Here it comes. And this one inside. Good job by Church. Watch that one in. That's 2-1. All right. And Emery Chester has really locked in here. She's been finding the strike zone a lot better here as the game has gone on. She's warmed up and finding it very well. And this one knee high outside corner, says the umpire, and that'll make it a 2-2 count. But just as I say that, Emery Chester finds the strike zone again and evens up the count against Stella Church here. 2-2. Here's the pitch. And this one right up the middle by Stella Church. Hits it very, very well on a hard ground ball that gets all the way to center field and all the way to third base. All the way to third base gets Lily Landaway. So now runners at second and third, two in scoring position for Washington County with only one out. And as the throw came into third, you had plenty of people in the crowd that wanted her to take home there, but coach held her up. Right, be smart with it, man. So coach coach says we'll get it here on the next one. And up to bat is Ray Rosenbaum. Here comes pitch number one to Ray Rosenbaum. This one a wild pitch, but not wild enough to get a score from Landaway. And with runners on second and third, Washington County is one hit or one Columbus mistake away from tying things up here. So 1-0 count to Rosenbaum after the wild pitch. And this one down low gets away from the catcher, but again, not far enough past the catcher for Landaway to get the signal from coach to go to home. For sure, that's a 2-1 count here coming to Rosenbaum, and that pitch gets a little bit further away, but coach not sending land away, and that'll make it 3-1 or 3-0. Guess I missed a pitch there, but 3-0 count. Runners on second and third for Washington County. Down one run, only one out on the board. Here it is, and that one, umpire says, catches that upper outside corner of the strike zone. So trying to fight back into this at-bat is Emery Chester, 3-1. And Washington County crowd trying to give Rosenbaum all the energy she needs to get a hit here. One hit or one Columbus mistake evens up the ball game, and on the next one, upper part of the strike zone by Chester, and she's fought all the way back into this at-bat. Fills up the count 3-2. Emery Chester, plenty of resilience here. Let's see if Rosenbaum can get back into this and get a hit here, or maybe a walk. And she's going to pop this one up. It's going to get in the infield and be caught by the second base, and tagging up is Landaway, and she'll score. So a nice sacrifice fly there from Rosenbaum. Put that one up high and out, not quite to the outfield, but a good enough sacrifice fly for Lily Landaway to tag up at third and get home. We got ourselves a tie ball game, 1-1. And with two outs, still a runner on third, Washington County can get the lead with another hit here. And over on third is Stella Church, and she is waiting eagerly to get home here. And first one will be a swing and miss from Avery Meyer as she takes the plate. Solid pitch there from Emery Chester. And Chester on the other end is trying to keep this game tied up. Columbus has given up the lead. It's now 1-1. And they'll be looking to keep it tied here. Ooh, but she's gonna hit Avery Meyer right on the thigh there. So Avery Meyer will get on base at first. And that puts runners on the corners and takes us back to the top of the order for Washington County. Here comes Kinsley Hafferkamp, who's had a tremendous night in the pitcher's circle. Looking to carry that momentum at the plate. Carry that momentum to the plate. And get herself a hit here, because a hit will score a run and give Washington County the lead. And extra bases can score two runs. As long as Avery Meyer can still run effectively, she did just take a hard pitch to the thigh there. And that is Avery Meyer's second time today getting hit by a pitch, so you know those always hurt a little bit. And looking to bunt here is Hafferkamp, but she pulls back the last second there, and Chester puts it in there for a strike. 0-1. So So with the 0-1, Haferkamp's going to step off for a couple practice swings and step back out there. I don't believe she's trying to bunt here. I think she was just showing bunt there. And yep, she's not going to show bunt on this one, and she's going to hit this one. That one falls in. That's going to score a run, and that's Washington County leading. Now 2-1 in favor of Washington County as Haferkamp gets herself a hard line drive right to the shortstop position that falls in for an RBI single for Kinsley Haferkamp. She does exactly what she needed to do, carries that momentum over from her performance in the pitcher circle, now performing at the plate here, gets herself an RBI single, and now stealing second base. Haferkamp to second. Avery Meyer on third. She was able to get two bases off that single. So now two runners in scoring position for Washington County. They'll be looking to break this game open, already taking the lead by one. And this one, a hard chopper there, and that will fall in off the glove of the Columbus shortstop. Coming in to score is Avery Meyer. So now that's a two-run lead for Washington County, and the Washington County crowd is absolutely loving it as they explode in cheers for their girls here. So now runners on first and second with two outs. Here comes Tegan Wilson. And Washington County has absolutely exploded in this bottom of the fourth. And that a wild pitch is going to advance the runners. So now that puts Haferkamp on third. And Finley Young's on second. Tegan Wilson at the plate. Already a two-run lead here for Washington County. They're looking to pour it on. And a solid hit here from Tegan Wilson could very well score two more runs. This one outside. 1-0 to Tegan. Or 2-0 to Tegan. And the 2-0 pitch down low is going to make it 3-0 to Tegan Wilson. So Columbus one pitch away from loading the bases. And Tegan Wilson steps out of the batter's box for a couple practice swings, but steps back in now. Upsets Emery Chester. Chester needs to find the strike zone here. Here it is, and Tegan Wilson hits it right back at her, and that's going to score one if she can get to the first base, and that ball is going to get past. That's going to score two runs as Tegan Wilson heads over to second base. The crowd loves it. They're going wild over here to my left, and they are excited because that means that is now a three-run lead for Washington County. So a four-run lead here for Washington County as they just scored another two runs, really pouring it on here in the bottom of the fourth. And I'll tell you, nobody loves it more than this Washington County crowd that I have to my left. They're making plenty of noise, making sure that their girls know that they're here in support of them and loving the fact that they just took the lead here. So we'll have a conference at the pitcher's circle as Emery Chester is going to talk to her catcher just to calm things down here. And up steps. And Up steps Paisley Meyer, number 7 for Washington County. And I'll tell you, Washington County does not want to take their foot off the gas here. They want to keep them coming. This one fouled back. And rather hard from Meyer there. That one came back with some force. She catch that one straight. If she catch that one square, that would have been all the way into deep center field. But nonetheless, 0-1 count here to Meyer. And this one will be in the strike zone, and 0-2 for Meyer, and she looks over at coach in disbelief. Maybe in disagreement there, but she didn't like something there. 0-2 count now to Meyer. Washington County up 5-1. There are two outs on the board, but they have a runner in scoring position at second base. This one popped up right side, and Columbus trying to make a hustle play. They will do so as Bree Kerpek runs over from her first base position and catches that one before it goes foul, and that retires the side. But Washington County explodes for a 5-run bottom of the fourth inning to take a 5-1 lead here, and we'll be back for the top of the fifth after a word from our sponsors.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, and as we get back here to Steely for the Washington County versus Columbus minor softball Little League All-Star action, the Washington County crowd has definitely changed their tune here, watching anxiously earlier as their team was down 1 run after the top of the fourth. They are now cheering, excited, all smiles here to my left as they now have a 5-1 run lead. And you know you're feeling good when you're dropping Ricky Bobby Talladega Knight quotes. Because you know what they say, if you ain't first, you're last. And Washington County definitely feeling like they're first right now. So getting things started here in the top of the fifth inning. It's Landry Stanchik. To start things off and lead things off here for Columbus. Columbus looking for a response of their own. Washington County did so emphatically in the bottom of the fourth. Because remember, it was Columbus taking the lead first in the top of the fourth with a 1-run inning, but they left the bases loaded. And then Washington County came in the bottom of the fourth and scored 5 2-out runs. So with only one out to give, they scored 5 runs, and that's what you call clutch. A swing and miss there by Stanchik makes it now a 1-1 count. And this one fouled back. That'll put 2 strikes on the board. And then Hafferkamp looking to add to her night. Already 8 strikeouts on the evening. And a swing and miss there by Stanchik. That's exactly what Hafferkamp will do. Make it 9. All right, up next to bat is going to be Ansley Busselman, number 99. Man, I ain't very tall, but she's almost as tall as I am. And this one upstairs to Busselman, 1-0. And here comes pitch number two from Haffer Camp. It's going to be low, so makes it 1-1, evens up the count. Waiting for pitch number three here. Winds up, and a swing and miss from Busselman. That'll put another strike on the board. And Haffer Camp wanting to add to her strikeouts here as we get some screeches from the dugout on the Columbus side. And that puts, I guess one of those was called a ball, so that's now a second strike on the board. And, I mean, you know, you want to keep the energy up for your teammates from the dugout, but... And a swing and miss there from Busselman puts another strikeout for Haffer Camp as she gets Busselman to go down swinging. That is now double-digit strikeouts for Haffer Camp, 10 on the night. And going back to that screech in the dugout, you know, there's one thing of keeping the energy up, but a screech like that might scare your teammate. But nonetheless, that's two outs here on the board. And this one up and inside on the pitch from Haffer Camp to Carly Aaron. And Aaron has to get out of the way of that one. And one that just got away from Haffer Camp. And this one low and away makes it 2-0. Another one that Kinsley Haffer Camp looking for that strike zone. She's had no trouble finding it all night. So... we'll give her the benefit of the doubt and say if she's not hitting it, it's because she's trying to get her to chase one. Here comes third pitch, and this one up and inside, 3-0. And Haver Camp has done a good job of fighting her way back into that bats. This is no different. 3-0 count. Needs a strike here, and this one low and away. Sends her to first base. Says, well, let's just get this batter out of the way. Let's get that count back to 0-0 and bring up the next one. Baylen Blunt up. And Haffer Camp was one strikeout away from an immaculate inning, but as long as she gets three outs here, I don't think she'll mind. Don't believe they keep a track of that in Little League or immaculate innings. But always a nice feeling. Blunt going to get a swing and miss on the first one, 0-1. And this one, another swing and miss, makes it 0-2. An 0-2, and that one, a swing from Blunt, is able to get a piece of it, and that keeps her alive. So we'll keep the at-bat going here. And there it is. That's another strikeout for Kinsley Haffer Camp. That puts her now at 11 on the night and 3 in this inning. We'll be back for the bottom of the 5th inning after a word from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mason Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we're honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Blue Belt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks Altman Dentistry for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine in on and off the field.
All right, all the way through four and a half innings here in Sealy. We're getting ready for the bottom of the fifth with Washington County taking on Columbus. And it's been a fantastic matchup so far here. Through three innings, this is a scoreless ball game, and in the top of the fourth, Columbus was able to put a run up on the board, and Washington County responded emphatically in the bottom of the fourth inning with five runs in that inning, making this a 5-1 ball game as Washington County just faced four Columbus batters, put three away, and that's how we get here to the bottom of the fifth. And you got to highlight the play of the pitcher for Washington County, Kinsley Haferkamp, as she is sitting at 11 strikeouts on the night. That is impressive numbers. I don't care where you're playing. But here in Sealy tonight, it's been all Haferkamp, but she's gotten it done, even leaving the bases loaded for Columbus. So, I mean, you got to think, after leaving the bases loaded, this would be a much different ball game if that went any other way. But we are sitting here at a four-run lead for Washington County as they lead 5-1. And up to bat is going to be Lana Wunderlich. And she's going to put a hard chopper right down the third baseline, looking to beat the throw to first. And she does just that, getting on base for her first time tonight. And she's loving it, giving fist bumps to coach. And she is excited to be on first base. Great job there for Lana Wunderlich. A good hustle, a good hit. And that'll give her first base to lead things off here in the bottom of the fifth. So after Lana Wunderlich gets on base, here comes number 77, Briley Margist. And she'll swing and miss on the first one. A nice pitch made there by Emery Chester. And the next one up and away from Chester. Puts a ball on the board for Margist. And this one's going to get all the way to the backstop on another ball. And now Emery Chester maybe losing the strike zone a little bit here. A lot of pressure on these young ladies in that pitcher's circle to get some strikes early and often, especially in a close game like this one. And this one, umpire says too high, won't give it to Chester. That makes it 3-1. And this one too far inside. It's going to get a walk for Margist as she'll take first base. And that puts runners on first and second for Washington County with still no outs on the board. They're in prime position to get some more runs on the board and get some more insurance runs for the sixth and final frame. And here comes Landaway, that's Lily Landaway, and she was the one who scored the opening run for Washington County that led to the barrage of runs in the bottom of the fourth. And she'll be looking to drive some runs in this time. After being the first to be driven in the bottom of the fourth. pitcher takes the first one for a ball. 1-0. Here comes pitch number two, and a swing and miss upstairs from Landaway. 1-1. All right, so Emery Chester trying to get this going, and 55 Landaway at the plate. Here comes the pitch from Emery. And nice there, upper outside corner. Chester finds the strike zone and puts it out on the board with a strikeout. That's the first out of this inning. And runners on first and second for Washington County, still in plenty of good position as the crowd's going to try to cheer their girls on to give them the energy they need to put some more runs up on the board. And here comes Stella Church, number 88 for Washington County, right-handed batter. Here comes first pitch, and this one, a one-hopper to the pitcher, to the catcher, is going to allow runners to advance. So now that's two Washington County runners on in scoring position. That's Wunderlich on third and Margist on second. And Stella Church at the plate. She's going to be looking to switch spots with, to possibly switch spots with one of them or just drive them in would do enough for her. And next one will be another ball, 1-0. 2-0, I apologize. And with the 2-0 pitch, here it is. And this one's going to be hit on a hard ground ball right to the second base position. The throw coming to home is off center. And that's going to allow Lana Wunderlich to score another run here. Now 6-1 for Washington County. And without being able to get the out at first, they would try to go to home to prevent a run. That leaves one out on the board only and two runners in scoring position. Church able to get all the way to second base, and here comes Ray Rosenbaum. And this one upstairs makes it 1-0 to Rosenbaum. So Rosenbaum will wait for pitch number two from Emery Chester. And here it is. She winds up, puts this one on a one-hopper to her catcher. That'll make it 2-0. Runners on second and third. A walk to Rosenbaum would load the bases for Washington County with only one out. You got to think Emery Chester is trying to avoid that. She desperately needs a second out on the board. Washington County looking for more runs to keep this lead. But that would be on a one hopper to the catcher, 3-0. And some cheers as that one will be a walk on a low pitch again to Rosenbaum. So now base is loaded with only one out here for Washington County as it seems to be falling apart at the seams here for Columbus. They need to turn it around to stay in this ball game, but we're going to get a conference here from coach with his players that allows for a pitching change. So while we get the pitching change going, allow for her to warm up. We'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, coming back here to Sealy and taking a look at some of the action going around in the area. In Belleville, we have the District 13 Major Baseball, the boys taking place, and Weimer beating Hempstead in a close one, 7-6. So Weimer takes that win in pool play. And then it was at the 6 o'clock window as well, was Twin Cities playing LaGrange, and that matchup was won by Twin Cities 8-1. So now back to this ball game here with Washington County leading 6-1 here. Up to bat is Avery Meyer. One out on the board. Bases loaded for Washington County. And now I hate to give it the announcer's curse, but last time bases were loaded for Washington County, they did leave all three runners stranded. So they'll be looking to capitalize this time and extend this 5-run lead that they've built up. Oh, Avery Maurer going to step out of the box here. On a 3-0 count here as the pitching change was Stonchik coming in for Emery Chester. And she's thrown three balls, and that's going to be a fourth one. That'll walk Meyer. Nowhere to put the runners. That scores another run for Washington County. And a little light cheering and applause from the Washington County crowd as they now score their seventh run of the ball game. Still only one out. And back to the top of the order with Hafferkamp. Here comes Kinsley.
Put it in the tree, baby. Put it in the tree.
All right. First pitch to Hafferkamp is going to be a ball 1-0. And this one upstairs, 2-0. And Stonchik still looking for her first strike here. Just needs to find that strikeout once, and I'm sure she'll get in the zone after that. And that will be a 3-0 count, so seventh ball in a row. And another ball will score another run for Washington County, already up 7-1. I'm sure the Washington County crowd will love to see that, but the Columbus crowd is dreading it, and they're going to get just that as Stonchik bowls one over to her catcher, and that's going to put another run on the board, 8-1. A little lighter applause here from the Washington County crowd because they know that was kind of a gift there. So 8-1 in favor of Washington County now, and here comes number one, Finley Youngs, batting second in the order. This one way up high there from Stonchik. Almost gets past the catcher, but not high enough. Good job by the catcher there to get a hold of that one. And, of course, catcher is number 12, Jensen Anderson for Columbus. She's done a good job of preventing balls from getting past her today, so a bit of a bright spot there for Columbus defensively. And this one ripped to the second base position by Youngs. Scores a run as they had an out to give. So now two outs on the board and 9-1 in favor of Washington County. As coming around to score is Ray Rosenbaum. This time on a hit, though. Or fielder's choice, actually. A sacrifice there.
All right, baby. To the tree.
So now that does keep the bases from being loaded here. Does score a run, 9-1 in favor of Washington County. An 8-run lead they've built up here. Still have runners in scoring position on second and third. And here comes Tegan Wilson. Yeah. And this will be a wild pitch that gets past and trying to come in to score the run is double zero Avery Meyer, but she's going to get caught trying to get home base there by the pitcher Stonchik, and that stops the bleeding there for Columbus. 9-1 in favor of Washington County as we go to the top of the sixth inning after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season. And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Pitch and a swing and a miss there by Bocamp is going to put two strikes on the board. So Hafferkamp one strike away from adding to her stellar evening and getting one out closer to a victory. And this one fouled right side towards the dugout, a play to be made, and that's going to fall harmlessly as. But I think I saw a Columbus dad out there trying to make a play there, one-handed grab. I think he would have had it if he dove. All right, so here we go with two strikes on the board. Here comes the pitch, and this one ripped left side. That'll be a base hit for Bocamp as she can run, so she will outrun the throw, and that'll be a leadoff single on the board for Columbus. So Columbus not out of it yet. All three outs to work with and now have a runner on. Here comes Jensen Anderson, number 12 for Columbus, right-handed batter. And this one ripped into center field and gonna fall in for Columbus. Now puts runners on first and second. And Columbus may be trying to mount a comeback here, but they're a ways away, down 8 runs here, 9-1. But Washington County not going to take that for granted. Still no outs on the board, and Columbus has 2 runners on. That's Taitlin Bocamp at second and Jensen Anderson at first. Up next is number 2, Bree Kerpek. This one outside to Bree. 1-0. So on the 1-0 count, here comes the second pitch from Hafferkamp. And a swing and miss there from Kerpek will make it 1-1. And a ball that gets away from the pitcher's circle will advance the runners to second and third. So now 2 runners in scoring position for Columbus. And Kerpek sitting on a 1-1 count. Here comes the next one up high. It's going to make it 2-1. And a swing and miss there by Kerpek will put the second strike on the board.
So Haverkamp one pitch away from getting the first out of this inning, and one of the three steps closer to ending this ball game. And the wind's starting to pick up here. So Columbus fighting against the outs and fighting against the weather here, because if we get put in a rain delay, they're going to call the ball game. So Kerpek staying alive in this at-bat after that pitch. And this one upstairs, that'll put a walk up, and that's going to load the bases here for Columbus. So no outs, bases loaded. Here comes number 8, Piper Fedako. And if Columbus was looking to get back into this one, this is the way to do it. Manager Sean Church is going to come out and have a conversation with his girls, and we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
This Father's Day, H-E-B is your go-to destination for celebrating Dad in the best way. From premium steaks and grilling essentials to craft beers, snacks, and sweet treats, H-E-B has everything you need to fire up his day. Find great gifts too, like grilling tools, sauces, and more. Whether he's a king of the grill or just loves a good meal, H-E-B helps you make it memorable. Show Dad how much he means with the best from H-E-B, because this Father's Day, no one does it bigger or better than Texas's favorite store.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, getting started here. First pitch from Haverkamp as we get out of the break here right on time. She's able to put that one close to the strike zone, but just a hair off. 1-0 here. Bases loaded for Columbus, down 8 runs, and this one's going to be fouled back, puts a strike on the board. Haverkamp here loads up for the swing, and this one a hard chopper there. Okay, she beat the throw. She cannot, so that's going to put an out on the board. Gets the first out on the board, but that does score a run here for Columbus. And runners advance to second and third. Fielder's choice goes to first. So now an 9-2 ball game, 7-run lead for Washington County. Can Columbus chip away here? All right, so stepping up for Columbus here is Emery Chester. And first one will be a ball 1-0. Good job there by Ray Rosenbaum to stop that one from getting past her. Good blocking on her end, the catcher for Washington County. And this one outside gets past Rosenbaum this time, and another ball on the board here. So Emery Chester looking to stay alive, but really looking for a hit here because they're down their last two outs. They need hits often if they want to get back into this ball game in the last inning here. And this one down low, that's going to put a runner on for Columbus. Now bases loaded. Only one out, down 7 runs. Tell you what, that's one thing about baseball. It ain't over till you get all 3 of them outs.
So always alive as long as you got one out left. So down seven runs with one out on the board. We're going to have a quick conversation. Coach comes out to talk to his girls, and we'll be back after a brief break from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we're our honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Blue Belt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
All right, and look, a nervous feeling has come over this field here in Sealy because, yes, Washington County did come into this inning with an 8-run lead. But now, after allowing a run, they find themselves with a 7-run lead. But more importantly, bases are loaded for Columbus with only one out. Crazier things have happened. And this pitch inside from Haferkamp to Stratton. 1-0. Well, Michelle Stratton at the plate for Columbus. Again, bases loaded with one out. And, oh, I'm sorry, we had a pitching change there for Washington County. It's now Lily Landaway over on the mound, and so Haverkamp's night comes to an end with 11 strikeouts. And this one up high from Landaway. It's going to make it 2-1 to Stratton. And this one, umpire says too far inside, and we're getting a little bit of a protest there from Ray Rosenbaum as he looks back to the ump there. Says, are you sure? But I think he was, so that'll keep it three balls here. And a walk does score a run. Nowhere to put the runners here anymore. And a swing and miss there from Stratton. Beautiful pitch from Landaway there. That went right on that inside corner, and Stratton not able to catch up to it. That now puts it a full count. Here comes Landaway. She's going to step up, do her routine, winds up, and this one, knee-high inside corner, catches it for the strikeout, and Landaway comes up big for her team here. So now Columbus, bases loaded, two outs on the board. They're down to their last out, and here comes Werland. That's Addie Werland, number 0 for Columbus. And 0, the exact amount of hits that Washington County is hoping that Werland gets here. They want to get out of this ball game. They're making this a little too close for comfort. Still a 7-run ball game, but with bases loaded. I'm sure they just want to get this game out of here with a nice victory. And a swing and miss from Berlin there puts a strike on the board. First one. Two strikes away. And there's another. One strike away. One pitch away is Landaway from sealing this game off for Washington County All-Stars. And a swing and miss there by Werland. That's the ball game. Washington County gets the victory. That's 9 runs to 2 as they made this one closer than they wanted. But that's the ball game. We'll be back for some post game after a word from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their All-Star Tournament games.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, as we come back here to Sealy, that's the ball game. Washington County Little League All-Stars minor softball team able to get the victory there. And the score, while the score was pretty distant, 9 runs to 2 in favor of Washington County, this was a closer game than the scoreboard would show. The game ended with bases loaded and Columbus threatening in a comeback. And the scoring started with Columbus as they scored 1 run in the top of the 4th inning, looking like they were getting out to a lead in a very defensive game. A bit of a pitcher's duel to start things off through 3.5 innings, 1-0 in favor of Columbus. But then Washington County turned up the heat. They had 5 runs in the bottom of the 4th and were able to put up 4 more insurance runs after that. So 9 runs to 2 is their margin of victory. And congratulations to the Washington County Little League All-Stars of the minor softball side as they get a victory here to start off pool play and off to a great start to their tournament. And taking a look at the other action that happened here in Sealy, it was LaGrange beating Burleson County 14-3 in minor softball, and Sealy putting up a whopping 32 runs in 3 innings against Grimes County. So that a clear run rule for them as they had to make it through 3 innings and were able to put up 32 runs in that time. And then moving on to a major baseball in Belleville, Weimer winning a close game against Hempstead by a score of 7-6, and it was Twin Cities beating LaGrange 8-1. Still a game going on over there in Belleville as they were delayed a little bit by weather. 5 runs to nothing as Sealy leading Burleson County. That game's still going on. And a little bit worse weather in Brenham as the minor baseball action in Brenham was delayed and very likely going to be postponed. Stay tuned to KWHI and onto KWHI.com for more information on those games. All right, and that's all the action. It was Washington County Little League All-Stars minor softball getting the victory here tonight in Sealy, 9 runs to 2. We'll be back for a post-game wrap-up after a word from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, getting ready for a post-game wrap-up here. That's the ball game. Congratulations to the Little League All-Stars from Washington County. Minor softball action. They get the victory, 9-2 over Columbus. And, of course, Columbus, nothing to hang their heads about. They had a very strong performance as well. But it had to be somebody's night, and it's Washington County's night. Plenty of smiles over on the Washington County side. Of course, always a little easier to smile when you get the victory, and it's that was Washington County tonight. That's the ball game, and this is Javi Jr. signing off for KWHI Sports. I'll catch you next time.
This broadcast was brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, HB in Brenham, Batters Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dahman & Associates, BVR Materials, Lynn College, Coaches Insurance, Thielemann General Constructing, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Service, K&H Portable Toilets, La Roche Chevrolet, GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Polisky Waterwell Service, Thrivent Financial, La Morella's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Congenera Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Final score, Washington County 9 to Columbus 2. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.